Hello.
Hi, Jerry. How's everything going for you?
Oh, it's all right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to put her on the line.
Okay.
And just if you could just give her, you know, just tell me what you know, basically what your services provide. That's all. And then we're going to go ahead and do a card or whatever.
Yeah.
Just
so,
give me one second. Go ahead.
Yeah. So first, our job would be to make it so that your business is one of the options in and even around that 30-mile service area that you
okay,
want to
target. Okay, here you go. Hold on one.
Hello.
Hi. So Jerry kind of wanted me to give you the quick rundown of what we'd be doing for grit and grime pressure washing. We're a Google
sure.
partner. Our job, of course, is to make sure that grit and grime pressure washing is one of the options that people will see. They won't need to know the name of the company at all, but if they go on Google or go on Bing, they type in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, etc., the company and a website that we'll build will be one of those things that people will see. Of course, that means more phone calls. People will only call after looking at the website first, so it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you guys will be getting from the service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you end up doing, it is a flat rate, so it's not like a lead-based service where you pay for every single lead. And, of course, it's not just Google. First page on Google and Bing, the other major search engine, listings on things like Facebook, Apple Maps, Yelp. There's even Facebook paid ads and a social media campaign. We'll be able to target anywhere in or even outside of that 30-mile radius that he was talking about, specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods, where it's going to be most profitable to target both residential and commercial clients. It does include a website, a custom website, Google compliant, mobile optimized, of course, conversion driven, because the whole point is not just to list you where people would see you, but to get them to pick up the phone to call and hire you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, so there's no contract. We're not locking you into anything. Our goal, of course, is to just make sure that we keep the phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. After a little bit of haggling on my end with my supervisor, I was able to reduce the cost of the service by a little bit more than 50%, include an upgrade from a landing page, a one-page website, to that fully customized website I was talking about. And this morning, I was able to waive the remainder of the setup fee. So I waived an additional $99 off of what would have been that first month. That setup fee has been waived completely. It's $249 as an out-the-door cost, and that's the exact amount. It bills once a month for that exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, no setup fee in this case. And again, no matter how many calls or jobs, it's just that flat rate. And although I was able to reduce the cost of the service itself down to $249, the $100 of Facebook ads was not reduced at all. Facebook ads are included, $100, that equates to about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are about 20, maybe 22 cents per click. So it's about 400 clicks from people that would be, of course, in that same target area, maybe not necessarily specifically going on Google and Bing trying to find a pressure washer, but they know that they need one. And when they see the ads, they see the website, another opportunity for them to pick up the phone and call you guys, and more jobs certainly would come your way from that. Like I said, it's month to month, and that rate would never go up, not even by a penny.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. Do you need the credit card information or the debit card?
I would, and let me just double check and make sure that I've got everything else. And then we'd be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians. And that's kind of to get any additional information that you have for us about how you want your website to look, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, etc. If you want to be knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we will schedule that follow-up call for a little later. That could be with you or with Jerry or with both of you. Now,
okay.
For this particular card, is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
I believe it's a Visa because it starts with four.
Four. That is a Visa. All Visa cards start with a four.
Yeah, and that's what I figured.
MasterCards are five. American Express is a three. And to this date, every Discover card starts not just with a 6, but 6011. And they haven't gotten to the point that they have to get rid of that yet.
Right.
And then is the name on that card your name or Jerry's name?
No, the name on the card is my mother's name, which she has given permission. The name on it is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Mm-hmm. Last name is Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
Okay. And then the billing address of that particular card?
Is our address as well, 1011. Capital M-O-R-S-E, Morris Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45246.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card, of course, that starts with a 4. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It is 4179-0306. 3651-5193.
And the expiration.
And then 1127. And the code is 456.
Okay, so I have 456456 on the back, 11 or
yes.
November of 2027 for the expiration date. The card
yes.
itself. 4179-0306, 3651-5193.
Yes, sir.
And that's 1011 Morse Ave in Cincinnati, of course, 45246. Now,
yes, sir.
I do need to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then before I do schedule that call, because we're Google partners, we're required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that, like I said, we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. Oh, and I never did get a good email address for you guys. The reason I'd want to have an email on file, most of the time you're simply going to get calls directly to you. And the business number, the phone number that we're going to promote is the 513-410-2719.
Correct.
Okay. And most of the time, customers are just going to call that number. The website that we build will have a contact form. So both residential and commercial clients can fill that form out, tell you where they're located, what they need. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached
yeah,
to that contact form.
It's a personal email. It's a lowercase A-B-B-Y, Abby,
mm-hmm.
and then 622-06@gmail.com.
So Abby, A-B-B-Y, 622-02@gmail.com?
62206.
Oh, 06. Okay.
Yeah, @gmail.com. Yeah.
Gotcha. And your first name is Abby?
Yes, sir.
And what is your last name?
Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N.
Gotcha. And did you have a different phone number that you might want us to try to reach you if we don't reach anybody on this number?
Sure. It's 513-319-3379.
513-319-3379. And
correct.
The client interview that I was mentioning, is that going to be with you? It takes about 25-30 minutes.
It'll probably be with Jerry, but I'm going to talk to him about, you know, we're going to brainstorm here for a minute because you said it would be good to have a slogan or motto or mission statement. So
yeah,
we'll talk it over, and but he would probably be doing the call.
Okay, and then we'd be calling then the 2719 number for that.
Yeah.
Anything that we don't get set up today, we can always add it later on. And if things change, if you do, let's say, a big commercial job, you want us to put those photos on the website, we could always do that. There would never be any additional cost for that. So if we're changing or adding slogans or mottos later on, there's no problem.
Okay, great. That's great. Yeah, we do have several really good before and after pictures and videos from some jobs that we've done recently. So we were talking about, you know, giving you whoever setting up the website some of those pictures, and then if they want to use some stock photos too, that works too.
Yeah, I was, I think originally when I talked to Jerry, he says, you've got some, he does want more. And I said, we can always supplement with stock photos, but we do want to have whatever you've got that you want on the website. And then as we send you more jobs, just take more photos. Even with a smartphone, usually best if you flip the phone on its side so the photos render wider than they are tall. Even on a smartphone, that looks better when we create the website. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it's required, but it's recorded. You can still stop me if you have a question. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Abby. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, just one second, I'm getting a message here. I apologize. Don't always have to multitask at the moment, but I do in this case. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, could you please just restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Sure. It is Grit and Grime Pressure Washing.
Perfect. And the and in this case is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not the A-N-D spelled out?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That's how I have that. And then, Abby, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Abby Buchanan and I guess receptionist or secretary.
Let's say office manager or all of the above.
Let's do that, yeah.
We'll put it office manager. Okay. And then as the office manager for Grit and Grime Pressure Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, of course. And Jerry was on the call earlier. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you guys would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, it is a month-to-month service, Abby. The reason we even ask is, of course, all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that your business information online, right down to the ampersand instead of the A-N-D, that is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask you at least let us know. That way we can make sure that the information is accurate. Abby, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create the website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you at that 1011 Morse Avenue. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field for the day. You'll be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And, of course, not that physical street address. And, like I said, anywhere within or even outside that 30-mile radius, we can target. We don't draw just a big circle around you, which also means if there are places that you know you don't want to go, just let us know, and we don't run your ads there. So you're getting calls from the people in places that you want to service. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's fair enough, right? You'll just let us know if anything new comes along. We're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else, but you definitely won't need to. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, and even with my supervisor allowing me to waive the entirety of the setup fee, of course, it's month to month, so this next part reads as follows. It says, it says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually be waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Abby, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, the Facebook ads, the social media campaign is included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Abby, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could in fact pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Abby, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. Now, you will, in about a minute, receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, I do have a pen handy, and that would be great.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Abby, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. That email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. So everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is, in fact, provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link on the email as well as via direct text message as well. And when you receive either the email or the text message, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I also did want to add just another layer of protection for you, just an added level of security. A simple question and an answer, and it could be either for you or for Jerry, but if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Grit and Grime Pressure Washing, we may from time to time ask just to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially if it starts like a week from now, once the website is up and active on online. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, first of all, even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within just a few seconds, just politely let them go. And especially if anyone is calling you and telling you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. The point of the voice verification is that it's recorded, it attaches to your account, it is for your protection, and it does clearly state that it bills once a month on the 14th for exactly $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. That could be for either of you as long as you know the answer.
All right. Let's do a pet's name, first pet's name. And the answer is Phoebe, P-H-O-E-B-E.
Okay. Type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system sent out? It looks like it's just sent the one that I'm hoping you would see, but I know that the welcome email will be on its way shortly. Looks like you did receive the local Splash initial invoice, and if you click on that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it's going to go to the local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Hold on 1 second. I'm looking on my phone.
So this would be going to the 2719 number.
Okay. Well, I got the email sent to my email.
On your phone for the email, yeah.
I just pulled that up.
Perfect.
And then, Sydney, open that door so I can go upstairs. All right. Now let me find the text. Okay, yep, got the text and the email.
All right, so if you see where it says click here, that blue click here is hyperlinked. You click on that, it goes to the local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you. Now, of course, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it is something like 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. We do want you to get those opportunities and phone calls as well, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are including that custom website. We call it a My Site. It is, of course, included at no cost. Even the updating of it is included. We're doing the Facebook ads as well. You'll see a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, it populates the business number, the 2719 number, and then a couple of different boxes. We'd want you to click on them both. One says that you certify that you are authorized to use the card. The one above it says that you agree to receive SMS message or text messages. Of course, we would want to be able to do that. So once you're able to click on those boxes, there's a longer box below it, and that's where you either type in your first and last name. It's case sensitive if you type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Abby Buchanan there in that line, click the confirm signature box to the right. If you're on your phone, it might be below it. If you can't actually scroll down all the way to it, I've heard people say, oh, I flipped it sideways and there it was. So, but once you're able to click the confirm signature box, that actually does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee entirely, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that it is in fact an actual legitimate business in the area. And of course, to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. If you get to that next login page, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that now, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do that client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next couple of days, you'll get by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active, and at that point you can log in, and it would not give you the error code that you would see if you logged in now. It's not really an error code. It's just a message that says, you know, nothing is set up or we're still in the process of setting things up, things like that. Looks like you already did get an additional email. You don't have to open it up now, but it's just to help us expedite the process of kind of, you know, satisfying Google that you are an active business. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send our way does help us to expedite the process. So any photos of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, a photo of a business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no physical workplace since you go to the customer. Google is usually perfectly happy with where you park the service vehicle when it's not being used for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Okay.
Then you can send us those photos. There's a link there that you can use as well. The welcome email, let me just refresh and see if the system is caught up, because the welcome email is where you'll find your username and your password. Your username is going to be the same in our system, so you cannot actually change it. And it looks like that email should be out on its way. But I would almost be able to guarantee you that your username is going to be the business phone number. No parentheses or dashes or spaces, just 513-410-2719. That's going to be the username. And it looks like the default password, and again, you should get this by email, and then also, again, a text message once your tracking system is active. But the default password is weblocal, all lowercase, no space, weblocal. You can change that password once you log in. Now, okay. For that follow-up call, I've got, oh boy, I'm a little bit booked out. Nothing until 5, but there's a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock. Would either of those work out today for Jerry to receive a phone call?
Let's do 5 o'clock.
5. It'll be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that typically takes half that time. Would normally get to you right at the very start of the hour or within a couple of minutes of it. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Plenty of time for our automated system to send out the reminder email, and it goes out about an hour before. And then I'm going to send a calendar invite. Because I'm speaking with you, it's got your name on there. It's got the business phone number, which is the username, your name, and then the actual business phone number with the parentheses and everything like that. You don't have to respond to this calendar invite. It really is just more for your records. A lot of people respond to it anyway, even though I tell them they don't have to, and there's no problem if you do. Other than that, that toll-free number, the 877 number, please do save that number. All of our calls going out to you will have that number on there. And again, the system works best, or the process, the program, all of the things that we'll do does work best when you're part of it. You know, if we're trying to reach you just to get a little update or information from you or out to you, we certainly would be wanting to speak with you guys. I do have your number on here as well as an authorized point of contact, so you can call us. And if we're not able to reach Jerry on the business number, then we might try reaching you on that number as well, on your number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at 5 when our technician's ready to call you, because if I am, I'd be able to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them, he or she, for the rest of that phone call. If I am not able to do that, did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting the phone ringing, getting that website out there, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No problem. I appreciate yours as well. Abby, I don't think Jerry's still listening in on the phone call, so please do let him say please tell him that I said, you know, pleasure speaking with him. Look forward to speaking with him again down the line. I am really glad that my supervisor waived that setup fee for us, because I think this is going to be great for you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're excited. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
You, too. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.